Okay.
Saying that, Lucas, that puts you in a special group that I get to block you. So bye-bye. Yes, if you're spouting Danish and O'Neill on my page, I just block you. Fair warning, because they are a complete harassment podcast, so just saying.
Are you really as good as they all say you are?
Every once in a while.
I love a good pickle.
I love ass talk. I love eating. The only thing I like more than eating ass is talking about eating ass.
Dude, that's true. All of that's true. You know, well, except for the harassment podcast.
That's
part.
Not true. Sometimes, you know, I almost felt bad about Dog, the bounty hunter, because his wife just died. We were making fun of him. But then first of all, very difficult to find that racist rant that he did.
I'm sure his PR team buried it.
They have a good cleaning crew because they took that shit down. It's very difficult to find. But then I listened to it, and I didn't feel bad at all. He's such a fucking piece of shit.
The dog goes to the wolf from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
As his cleaner.
It was bad. I forgot how bad it was. It was very bad. But then all these people came out supporting him. I'm like, he's a good guy. I think he's changed. I was like, how do you fucking know? Like, you had a combo with him? Oh, yeah. Because he didn't drop an N-bomb to your face? You're like, he must be cured. Everything's cool.
Yeah, I mean... Fuck.
Yeah, I
don't give a fuck about a dog the bounty hunter.
I kind of felt bad because his wife died and then no, I started reading about it.
It is sad.
Did you know that he went to prison for murder?
He did?
Yeah.
I know he did time. I think I may have at some point, but you kind of lose, you know, he's been around so long that I've forgotten a lot.
He's driving the getaway car when some guy killed somebody during a drug deal. He also has 12 kids.
Jesus.
Five ex-wives.
Five?
Five. 12 fucking kids.
It's crazy that guy has gotten five different women to buy into all
to suck his 5 foot five dinky.
Buy into all that shit to feather his hair and do whatever else he's into.
I saw some good clips. There's one where he busts into a bar. Basically, the bar owner and some patrons are like, get the fuck out of here. Then he wanted to fight him, and he feathers the hair. He like flips the hair back. He's like, come on, white boy. Come on, white boy. Even though he's white as fuck.
He's red.
He claims that he's Native American.
So. And his skin is a dark maroon. A leathery orangutan stomach maroon.
Is that why you think he's calling white boy? Because he's like, I'm orangutan, motherfucker.
Who knows what the fuck that guy's deal is.
He's a piece of shit.
Have you heard or seen the show Euphoria on HBO? Heard about it?
I've heard about it. Have not watched it.
I watched the pilot today. And
It's wild. She's about drugs. She's a drug.
For me, it felt like a horror film because having a daughter, it's about like the influence of like porno on these. Like it's mainly about these girls, teenage girls. And it's just, it's create a lot of nudity. It's almost, you're like, should I be like, they're all in their 20s, obviously playing younger.
Yeah.
But you're like, there's titties. You're like, should I be watching this?
How old are the girls supposed to be?
Like probably 18, 17. It's a crazy, at least the first episode. I've heard it gets even worse, but first episode is like, Jesus Christ, man.
So you worried that that might happen to your daughter?
I might move to an island. Well, you watch it and you're just, I mean, obviously not everyone lives that lifestyle, but
yeah,
it's just like, it sets this tone of like, this is the culture now. Like, you get on Instagram and, you know, people are videoing other people sucking dicks and fucking, and they're going around. And
is it any different than when we were kids, except the fact that now there is a camera involved?
No, it feels different.
Are you sure?
I mean,
are you sure?
It depends on, you know, how you, you know, what you're into.
Yeah.
But a lot of drugs, like everyone's doing them, like pills, people are shooting shit. Like, it just feels like a crazier scene.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of people shooting up in my high school.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just the usual, but I think, like, so bringing social media...
As a father, though, you think...
And bringing porno into it. Like the porno,
like,
now.
Like, they're making pornos?
So, like, some of them are, like, I don't know if they're...
I don't know. I mean, I was watching duty porno. Somebody brought a duty porno over to my house on a VHS.
These guys are watching, like, girls they know. Fuck.
Like, oh, like, they're passing the video around?
Yeah.
I feel... Here's the thing, though. Dudes were passing around photos of some girl sucking a wiener at a party and her, like, naked.
I mean, I guess
they were
putting
the picture up at the beach.
I guess it's
whatever. I feel bad for that girl.
Technology you have, I guess.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think back when they were kids, they were using paintings. They're like, here's a painting of fucking Francis.
Here's
getting his wiener sucked by Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's a wild ride. The star of it is Zendaya. I don't know how you pronounce it. Former Disney star.
Oh, I think it's probably one of the reasons I heard.
It's funny because I was looking at the credits and I was like, Judd Apatow's daughter, and I was like, well, which one was she? There's like one girl who's wholesome. Guess who got that role?
Apatow's daughter. But Apatow's daughter is like 13.
I think now she's got to be in her late teens.
No, I think she's like 13 now, I think.
She's friends with the main character.
Maybe she's
older,
then.
So I don't know. But
is it worse than kids?
It's not yet, but I've heard it gets crazy. I've only seen one episode, but it's up there. It's crazy.
I mean, it's on par with kids.
I would say so, yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Bully?
I have not.
Also, what's his face? Also, same guy, Larry Clark from Kids. Bully is similar, where it's like in Florida, parents like knock on the door, the kids are all hanging out, and then they're like, you want any snacks? Like, no, and then they go back to like butt-fucking each other and plotting murders and stuff, and doing drugs.
This doesn't give anything away if you want, or anybody out there wants to watch this episode. In the first episode, this guy is choking a girl while he's fucking her.
Yeah.
And she's like yelling, stop, but it's not, and he doesn't rape her, but she's just like, you just gotta ask me if you want to do that. Like...
Okay.
But they're showing like he's like
the old Ari Shaffir. Do you want me to choke you?
But I mean, they're showing this girl's boobie. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot going on.
I don't know. Part of me thinks that you may have gone a little soft because you have a child.
That's definitely. I'm watching it through different eyes for sure.
This is what I hear from you.
Oh, it's
I hear different eyes.
It's scary.
I gotta take a look. Let me see if it's
it's a scary world out there to have a daughter. If you have a daughter, you're definitely watching it differently than if you either have a son or you just have no kids.
I'm gonna watch it. I might go. This could be on fucking Bravo.
It's not on Bravo. I'll tell you that. The girl who was getting choked is. Some bombers. It's crazy that they found all these...
Bet the Bounty Hunter bombers?
All these actresses who are just like, I don't know how old they are, but they're like, yeah, I'll show my titties. Who cares?
Dude, it's just titties, though, at the end of the day.
Yeah, I guess. But I guess.
My own wife has done theater where you have to be completely naked.
I've done some theater where I'm naked. Just
naked theater?
Yeah,
you did.
In living room shows.
I did,
one-man shows in people's living rooms.
I did Puppetry of the Butthole.
That's a good one.
Yeah, look, I'm wearing a wristwatch.
Wasn't that in Barstow? It's actually just my butthole. I can take it out. Well, yeah, take a look at it.
And see.
It's rowdy. Like,
what
rowdy
if I go? There. What if it's just one step up from Disney?
then you may need to reevaluate your life.
That's the problem with the kid, like just kids in general. That's a scary scenario. You better put those parental controls on everything.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you ever thought about the parental controls?
Not yet, but yeah, it's...
You're getting there.
Yeah, it's going to have to...
She can swipe.
It's going to have to happen at some point.
I'm sure she knows how to work the screen.
Yeah, no, it's a weird world out there.
Kids are getting wild.
A lot of drugs.
I have a feeling, though, but if all you hear is that kids are getting tamer. They're not having sex as early. Well, they're not having sex as often.
Not according to this show. Everyone's fucking all the time, 24/7. Although there's Zendaya girl, I don't know if it's in her contract. Zero nudity and zero fucking. She's just into partying, like, so far.
And some people put that in there.
I think she could be of that persuasion. Eric Dane, yummy
customer
on the show.
Yeah, he and his wife, who killed that child.
Former wife now.
Oh, they're divorced?
I believe so.
Remember she ran over that child?
I do.
Their car?
I was not there, but I do remember hearing about it. She was the Noxzema girl back in the day.
That may have had a bit of an issue with her career.
Yeah, and the marriage maybe over time. They had a threesome, I think, with some people.
But she killed that kid like 15 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while back.
They were married for a long time. They had the worst house, too, up in the Hollywood Hills.
Nowhere to park, right on a curve.
Also, you drive and your headlights go right into the window. You could see them eating dinner.
Yeah, and it was like one of those like glass modern houses. Yeah. I don't get why people get those.
I don't either.
You can see everything.
Old Kevin Bacon lives up the street from me.
Bacon Bits.
And so when I walk by Bill Burr's house, I keep going and I run into Bacon Bits.
From Burr to Bacon.
He has a full glass house. I see him.
The guy can't be throwing rocks.
Kara Sedgwick eating dinner all the time.
Why do you knock on the window?
I literally like put my hand up like this so I don't... Because they're like looking out the window to see if anybody's looking at them.
You're not even 12 degrees. You're 1 degree.
But I don't get it either. They have these like three-story tall drapes. What the fuck?
It just seems annoying to have to raise and lower them. Why don't you just live in a normal house?
I would live in a house that has no windows. Or prison style, where they're only just like 3 inches wide.
It'd be hot in the summer.
Get some good
cold
AC.
Cold in the winter.
Get some good AC
good
going.
Good heat. You should ask Kevin Bacon if he wants to do The Basement with Danish and O'Neill every Tuesday.
I told you, I see him most Sundays. He's walking. He and the daughter acknowledges me now.
Barbara Bacon?
Hi, hey. They go, oh, hey, what's going on?
Is she an actor?
I have no idea.
I was Kevin Bacon's daughter. She was an actor.
All I know is I'm trying to fucking walk in peace, and I run into too many people.
What kind of dog's Bacon have?
I don't know. He has a dog. He wears one of those stupid hats, the sun hats like I wear.
Yeah.
That I'm not allowed to wear if I walk with anybody else. But he, I guess, has a pass on it.
You and Bacon. Cut from the same cloth.
Next time I'll be like, I'll stop. I'll jump right in front of him. Hey, Bacon. Don't be a fucking piece of shit while you do The Basement.
I can see in your windows.
Yeah, I can see what you're doing. I know what you and your wife are doing. I know what you're eating for dinner. I
saw you jerking it.
Well, you can see his pool.
What if you did see Kevin Bacon jerking it in his living room?
I would just keep
facing the street. But he was like staring you down.
And then he looked at me and he gave me like pointed at his eyes and pointed at me.
And then pointed at his dick and then pointed at you.
I'd give him a thumbs up and we'd just walk away, I guess.
They keep, never stop jerking it, Bacon.
You could see him at the pool. Like, because if you walk this one trail, it goes right next to his pool.
Is he a good swimmer? Is he doing laps out there?
I don't see him out in the pool a lot. See the wife out there a lot.
He just likes to sit out, sizzle that bacon out in the sun.
Yeah, he likes to cook that bacon dick.
That's if you want to take a Hollywood tour by O'Neill's house, he's been leading them.
Yeah, I do all the creepy passageways that nobody knows about.
It's a nighttime tour. You got to bring your own knife or rock.
Sometimes we go through people's backyards. You got to run.
You got to climb barbed wire. You bring the blanket. They can get over to the fence.
You can say hi to Bill Burr and a security camera. A lot of riffraff going around there.
I would love for him to see you at All Things Comedy and like look at you closely and be like, you fucking, you walk at night?
He said that.
You're like, no, why?
What? That's weird. No.
Oh, forget it then.
It's like, this is everyone in the neighborhood is talking about this guy. Kind of looks like you walking around the neighborhood.
He's on one of the apps and they're all talking about this creepy motherfucker. And Kevin Bacon's like, yeah, I've seen him at my place too.
I'm jerking off in the window. I see him walk by.
Speaking of which, Courtney left her phone on the couch. She was, I think, in another room. But
so you decided to go in and read all of her messages.
She was cheating on me. And I saw the neighborhood like watch app she's on had like a great like tidbit. And I was like, I got to read that. So I go into it because the tidbit, you know, you see like the snippet on the like home screen.
Yeah.
And it said like warning, fraud alert, like con artist. And I was like, I got to see what this is
about.
What?
In the neighborhood?
So I click into it, and this woman, she has a picture on there. She's a pretty attractive lady, probably. It's hard to tell her age, to be honest.
Is this the con one?
No, this is the lady writing it.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, my name is...
Is she topless?
No. That's, if you want that, go to Euphoria, and they're all in their 20s. It's barely legal. So imagine being on the set of that show, by the way. Like,
you know, it's nothing.
Yeah, I guess.
It's actually awkward. Yeah. You know, it's not like you act like it's like...
No, I'm saying you feel like weird.
Why?
Like, as an adult.
It's like, a job.
Yeah. But then you have like...
And also there's so much shit going on. They're like, all right, cut. Now
put your titties away. We got to move scenes.
Well, we need to get some coverage here. All right.
So so she says like, my name is such and such. I live with my mother and her, some reason her Labradoodle. And I went to Costco, and this guy came up, and he's like, oh, my God, I love your Labradoodle. I love Labradoodles. And I was like, oh, okay. And because he, like, we bonded so much over the dog, he gave me his number.
Oh, boy. So this sounds like somebody who's just a moron.
So I took his number. And then a few days later, he's like, I forget what it was, but it's like something's happened in my house. I can't stay here anymore. Do you mind if I come stay with you? And no. So I was like, yeah, sure.
Oh, this is not, this isn't a con.
Oh, of course.
This
not.
Isn't a scam.
This is an idiot.
Why would you reveal this sort of private information to the neighborhood?
And she's like, it's a then.
So she was fucking this guy.
You would think, yeah.
For sure.
And then she said, he stayed for 2 days, but I think she was like, I was in the shower, the bathroom, and he stole both our sets of car keys that have all our house keys on them. And he even knows like when my mom's going to be away, and I think he's going to come back and steal the cars. And some guy wrote in the comments, this has nothing to do with anyone else. You sound like the most naive person I've ever heard in my life.
Was that person you?
No, but this guy shit on him. I was like, oh, man.
That is great.
And he's like, and someone else is like, I'm assuming you changed your house locks into the car locks, and I'm sure she did not.
How old is the girl?
That made me think she was super young, but I don't know.
I've seen naive 60-year-olds.
Oh, I was thinking maybe 20. I don't know, somewhere in the 20s.
What a moron. So she meets some like guy that she's super attracted to.
Yeah.
He's super charming or not, whatever.
He loves her dog.
Somehow he tickles her fancy.
You love my dog? Here's my number.
Here's my number. They probably fucked.
Who
then
says
he goes,
come stay with me?
Dude, why
where was the mother?
Why would you reveal any of this information, by the way?
On an app. Who are you warning? Who else would fall for this?
Oh, fuck. I saw that guy, too. I sucked his dick. Well, he didn't tell me what to stay with me.
I hate to admit it, but he's been staying with me for a few weeks.
I was gonna
he seems cool.
He has a brand new car every night.
It's Earl. Oh.
Have you met Love? Lois,
swing Lois.
Maybe it was Magic, the owner of Magic Mo, and since he got burned, he's like, I'm going to steal your car.
She said this guy's driving around like a dirt bike, and he's wearing...
Why would you go with a guy who has a dirt bike?
He's wearing white racing gloves.
Dude.
Those are two characteristics to look out for.
Who?
If you're in the LA area.
In the world, some guy gives you his number. If it goes down the way, the scenario that she has played out.
Who let him stay there? You met him at Ralph's? At Costco.
He liked your dog?
She met him at Costco.
Oh, Costco. Even worse.
By the way, why is the dog inside the store? That's a major no-no. You may deserve this punishment.
She, of course she deserves it. She's a fucking idiot.
And she said, I called the cops, and they're like, unless you could prove he took anything from you, we can't do anything, and I just don't know what to do.
So she can't even prove that he took the car keys?
She claims the cops aren't
doing also, help. She let him in the house voluntarily.
So I don't know if there's much of a case.
They should call that a tit bit.
Yeah,
show me your tits. Somebody should put that comment in there. Somebody should, you should comment, be like, I love Labradoodles. Here's my number. Give me a call.
Hey, can I stay with
She'd be like, okay.
I'll stay with you as protection against this guy. So now I'm looking for this guy on the dirt bike.
Dude, give him a high five.
In my area.
Give him a high five.
He's got blonde hair.
This guy sounds like a fucking...
He sounds like a Cobra Kai.
Dude, he's
blonde hair
and
a white racing glove with his blonde hair.
Dirt bike.
I can't believe people share shit. Like, It's insane that anyone would think that's like people need to see that.
Well, she's it's great because she's so stupid that she's like
she thought people would like would be like an outpouring of support.
Like, we'll take shifts watching your house round the clock.
People are like, wait, what?
That's great.
Fucking. So yeah, I don't know.
Dude, can we pay? Well, it says Courtney's name on it.
I think the problem is,
can we pay post fake stuff?
You can only sign up via your real address. Like.
You how, like, how do you verify?
I think it may be by like either I don't know if they like look into it or like it's by like
what, can't we just stand by someone's house and then sign up for it? Maybe records our location
because I think there is some sort of like weird verification.
We should start something, two of them, and then you go back and forth with the people.
We should do a Beach Cops account.
Yeah, I was saying these.
And then the basement.
Say Bing Pong drove his dirt bike over to my house.
We could say the basement account. Let's go. We're down here in the basement doing our show. Next thing we know, a guy rides a dirt bike.
Bing Bong showed up again.
A guy rode his horse through the house. Oh, did a lot of damage.
So the girl was attractive, though?
She looked all right, yeah.
Maybe I'll get my dirt bike out right down there.
Get went over to Costco. Wait for that Labradoodle. By the way, I could have just put a target on her back. People see this lady out with her Labradoodle at Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah, look what you're doing. You're ruining people's lives.
You gave another address away.
You guys are fucking... this is what you think is entertaining to people?
He's pissed.
Yeah, John Little's...
it's the shoreline, man. John listens to the show.
Yeah, it's a lot of real estate.
There's a lot of fucking shore from Malibu all the way down to Manhattan Beach. You gave him a boundary, O'Neal. You're telling him I live between Malibu... And Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, and then people are saying they're going to start. Some guy said he was in Huntington Beach. He was going to hit up that Buca di Beppo and then make his way down the shore. But, hey, we can't stop these people from doing what they want to do.
I almost stopped by John Little's house last night. I drove over.
Don't be cool.
No, I was in Santa Monica area.
Okay.
And I was on a bird scooter.
Well, be careful here.
I know. I was on a bird scooter.
Okay.
And so I was driving around and I passed this place.
So listening to NPR, I heard Uber's, they're bleeding billions of dollars, according to these people who were talking on there.
Yeah, they went public stock crashed.
Said the jump bikes won't be profitable for like 2-3 years.
Dude.
Uber Eats, 2-3 years. They said they're just bleeding it.
Do you know how much those jump bikes are? I tried to rent one. First of all, you can only drop them off at a charging station, and there's only like 5 charging stations, and they also are 35 cents a minute.
They go fast.
They're like $20 an hour.
I hacked one. And I was going 300 miles an hour.
I do want to. Dude, I was on these birds yesterday just riding around because I had been drinking. So I chose bird as my transportation. They only go 15 miles an hour, but I found one online. You can buy electric. It's got motors in the front wheel and the back wheel. It's got a suspension. It goes 40 miles an hour.
40?
40.
Jeez.
Which is insane on a scooter. I was going downhill, I got up to 25, and it was pretty,
You hit a rock.
You're fucking...
For a world of hurt.
But I was like 40, so I might get one.
Head over to Costco, get some white racing gloves.
They're expensive as fuck.
You wear a helmet 40, or you got no helmet?
No helmet.
It's illegal.
Last night, late at night, I'm riding on the road, two cops in a fucking Explorer pull up next to me, riding the same speed as me, like reaching distance away, staring at me. And I look at them, and then they just creep. No, but they're like, what the fuck is a guy doing at 11 o'clock at night riding a bird scooter down the street?
I had, the other day I was walking on the street, some guy threw a fucking a semi-full tall boy at me, almost hit me.
Directly at you?
Whipped it. I was on the phone trying to handle something for Baby Bar. I get something whipped at me. I was like, looked around like, what the fuck?
Were you near your house?
No, I was in another area, but I was just like, what the fuck? Like, but then that guy had a red light, so if I was a psychopath, I easily could have gone.
Something tells me he was the psychopath.
No, that's why.
Because he's like, oh, I hope this motherfucker comes
that's
up.
That's why I didn't.
Did he yell something at
you? No, but then I looked at the car. I was like, it seems shady. I'm not pursuing anything here.
I was in a bad neighborhood yesterday, and somebody yelled at me.
If you do that,
on the scooter.
You're looking for somebody to try to step to you, and then you kill
him. Was it a passenger?
I couldn't see.
But you're sure it was tossed directly at you?
I mean, it landed like a foot from me.
Is it full?
It was semi. To throw it the distance he threw it, it was definitely full. It didn't
splash
me.
You should have drank it and said thanks.
Then he's like, that was poison. You're not going to die. Yeah, I was like, well, I'm fucking made myself immune to that poison. Yeah, like Princess Bride.
What are you, Wallace Shawn?
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, what the hell? What was that
about? Maybe you ought to start carrying some tall boys to chuck back at him.
I threw a 40 ounce through his window. Like somebody we used to work at the Comedy Store with.
Yeah.
I saw you did the Door Guys podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
How was it?
It was good.
Is FC on it? We're legally not allowed to say his name.
No.
Since you're in a
he was there. He fuck him.
He was trying to see, he wanted me to be your go-between.
What did he say? What was his what happened, right?
Yeah, but then
I'm performing. Things are going fine. I say I'm shitting on China to these people in the front row. They build drill bits and fucking home improvement products.
It's the new drill bit.
Yeah, so I'm talking about China, and he's like, what's your problem with China? Whatever, you know, this Chinese guy that works at the Comedy Store. I don't know what his name is. And so then he wouldn't shut up for 3 fucking minutes. And so I got off stage. I go, hey, motherfucker, don't fucking, what are you doing? It's my time. Like, because he's not funny about it. He just yells stuff.
Yeah, and he doesn't
go anywhere with it.
He doesn't know when to get out either.
Like Don Barris, if he yells something, I know that he's setting me up for something funny or he's going to deliver something funny.
Yeah.
Because he knows what he's fucking doing.
The guy you're talking about may not be have all his faculties about him when he's doing some of this stuff, too.
I was half tempted to reveal some very insider stuff about him.
Whoa.
That would have made him cry, but I controlled myself.
And he told me that he wanted me to mend the fences, but then he said, wait, I'm a real man. I'll do it to myself. I said, all right.
I fired him from the show, by the way.
From the basement. Check it out every Tuesday on All Things Comedy. If you haven't seen it, you're really fucking up your life. Some of the best sketches on the internet since 1984.
There was no internet in 84.
Well, so there you go.
So now he wants you to mend fences?
He did. He kept I was like, all right, man. Like,
tell him.
And he finally was like, I'll do it myself.
You give him a message from me.
Okay.
Tell him that this fence is such a huge hole, there's not enough fucking fencing to patch it.
And so you should do a fencing match against him.
I took fencing for a semester in college.
Live on stage, a fencing
match. I don't
know
anything about fencing, by the way. I was getting whipped by women and children.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever taken part in fencing. I didn't really like fencing. Equipment would smell like that thing they put on
your
head.
No, I bought my own.
Oh, you had to buy your own equipment.
I mean, you're there for a semester.
Oh, wow.
You're doing it. I didn't really like it. Didn't enjoy it.
You can't really. It's like a rounded sword. You can't really do it. Yeah. You can just whip somebody.
Whip.
It's basically a car antenna.
No, the whipping, you have to poke.
I'm a whipper.
Because I wanted to whip.
That's
what I thought, too.
I'm a whipper.
I thought for sure I'm going to be whipping people. Turns out, not a lot of whipping going on.
Can you use a car antenna if you forget your sword?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what they start you out with. And they start you out with like a remote, you know, the radio RC car antennas?
Yeah.
That you have in the remote?
Speaking, if you want to bet on things like fencing, you should check out BetDSI, everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
We forgot last episode there were UFC fights. We're pre-recording this one now. So
by the time you hear this, you'll know that Habib has won.
Yeah.
Beat Poirier in the third round via TKO.
And you should have put money on it, but that's on you.
Somebody asked what our picks were.
We'll have to hit him back online. Yeah.
Who do you have in that fight?
I think Khabib. You can't bet against Khabib.
Poirier, man, he's
tough.
Poirier's my favorite.
He's a great striker.
I like him.
Exciting.
As
tough.
A fighter.
This has been a long time coming, but how do you bet against Khabib?
I bet against him before.
Yeah.
And I lost.
But now that you're on his side, you may make him lose.
Who else is on that fucking card?
Let me see. We also got football season.
Is that coming up?
Full swing. NFL, college is back.
Are they doing 18 games a season, or is that just...
No, that's talks.
Okay, because that's on Ballers. I get all my football info from Ballers on HBO.
Oh, the Seattle Thunderhawks.
Look, the show's not great, but I can't stop watching it. I've watched...
How many seasons is that?
Fifth season. Episode two just came out of the fifth season.
So, if you want to bet on football, basketball, baseball, WNBA.
Tennis.
I think pro wrestling is on there. Entertainment, politics.
Reality shows.
Get on BetDSI. Use the promo code DO101.
There's too many fight cards.
I can't keep track of who it is. This is a title shot. And you don't even know who it is.
I know.
I'm sick of these goddamn interim belts. Enough. Either give people the belts or don't.
The Goose is coming back. Gustafson.
He's already coming back?
He's in talks to fight Luke Rockhold, which would be a great fight.
Rockhold needs to retire. It should be a loser goes home match.
Well, this should be a retirement match. Yeah. I mean, Gustafson's still at top of his game. Rockhold, unfortunately, not at top of his game.
He's not rock solid.
He's been knocked out a few too many times.
Edson Barboza, Paul Felder. Okay. Islam Makhachev.
Okay.
I think this is like, hey, Habib, we'll put a bunch of your countrymen on here.
This is all Rushy.
Davi Ramos, Curtis Blades versus Shamil Abdurakhimov.
Okay. This is all Russian guys. Is this in Russia?
Mirbek Tasimov versus Diego Ferreira.
Is this in Russia?
Vladimir Putin versus Michael Fredrickson. Who's this? Yakov Smirnov versus Lenny Jackson. Where is this? This is in Dubai, which is a place that has slavery, so it's cool.
Dude, I wouldn't want to go to Dubai and fight.
If you
do anything.
If you French kiss a lady, you're going to jail.
Yeah. If you French kiss her butthole, what's the punishment for the DeWitt would be
we gotta talk
life in prison.
On Beach Cops, did you hear about this singer or producer who was eating ass at some festival on stage?
No, wait,
some
what?
Australian fellow?
He was eating like fans' asses?
Yeah. Or like, I don't know, somebody, a performer was all over Twitter earlier. This guy loves to eat that
he
ass.
Ate the ass on stage part of the bit?
I just saw a quick clip and I was like, whoa, this is adventurous.
He DeWitt's dream. Live ass eating.
DeWitt should be the first comedian to do live ass eating while he's telling jokes.
Come for the music, stay for the ass eating.
He could get a microphone like the Blues Traveler guy, John Papa, and then talk while he's eating the ass, you know, kind of do some.
Dude,
this.
I told you, I heard Don Barris. While he's on stage at the Comedy Store, packed house, brought two people up on stage. A man and a woman. The guy ate her ass behind the curtain. Don put the microphone there. And this is the most grotesque sound I've ever heard in my life. It was like a licking if you were like.
Like a cat.
It was
licking?
Like sandpaper licking drywall if it was kind of wet and sloppy. Yeah, not a good sound.
Be cool. I'm trying to jerk it to this.
Do you see that guy that was talking about the Navy? Dropping ice into the water in Florida to control the hurricane.
I saw a quick clip. He reminds me of Jimmy the cab driver from the MTV.
You have to play it. Can you,
Donald,
you have it?
What's that guy's name?
Donald Logue.
Yeah, there you go.
He's great. It's unbelievable sometimes that these people.
I hate these fucking surveys.
These people actually exist in the world. He's talking about, he's pissed at the military, the Navy in particular.
Who is this guy? Just some fucking
he's
citizen?
Just some local yokel who lives in a trailer park.
He had like a thick, like, neither New York or Boston accent.
Did
from
he?
I heard.
Maybe he's a transplant.
Maybe he's
to me, it seemed like a.
You can't say transplant anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's a tranny plant.
Hold on, let me see. What do I type in? Guy in Hawaiian shirt talking about hurricanes?
Just say, ice in the water, hurricane defense. Because that's what this guy's whole thing is. It's funny that he gets genuinely angry.
What if he's right?
Do you think he's like some ex-NASA guy?
I don't put it past him.
Now, why aren't they doing this? This is all.
He's right, O'Neill.
Some little would say.
He's right.
Yeah, why don't...
He's a non-seatbelter.
he probably is a non-seatbelter.
I know him from the movement. He's an anti-smoker.
He's anti-seatbelt.
He hates smoke detectors, O'Neill.
He probably does.
I've seen him in the chat rooms. He's got good things to say.
He's a cool guy. But it's amazing that he seems functioning. Like, he doesn't seem like he's retarded. But his views on everything.
He's got a good look.
Are extremely.
Okay, here it says in Palm Bay.
I don't know where that is.
Here he is. He's wearing a nice Hawaiian shirt. Great mustache, great glasses. Okay, here we go. Let's
probably mid-50s.
God, these sites open up so many different things. How many fucking windows do I have to shut?
I don't know. Here we go. Almost
there.
Wait
for it.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
I'm waiting.
Can't see how they haven't come up with some kind of way to combat these storms yet. They keep saying, two days ago, 3 days ago, it said this, but it's going to hit all this warm weather. All this warm weather and warm water. We have a Navy. Why don't the Navy come and drop ice in the warm water, so it can't get going as fast as it's going. There's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and say, well, it's now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather. Oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way. Get the Navy to go in circles to fight it the other way.
That's a definite Boston transplant. That guy's from Boston.
Dude, this is real.
Warm weather.
Is this real or is this like Jack Hanna?
That seemed real to me.
Dude, this guy's like, you know, they're talking about this weather. They're like, what? You do something about it. Dude, oh, yeah.
This guy's saying fly counterclockwise planes to get, like, to whip up the wind the other way. Oh, wow.
Dude, this is the same guy that believes that Superman flew around the world the opposite way and made it start turning the wrong way so it could turn back time.
On paper, that's some good thinking.
It's insane that he would go. Does he think there's a cure for everything here?
I thought he meant they should drop ice like the Border Patrol in the water, and they build like some sort of wall against the hurricane.
Maybe that's. I hope that's what he was talking about, because that makes more sense than dropping ice in the water to cool down the ocean.
Where are they getting the ice?
This guy's talking about cooling
where
down.
He's like, okay, you go get an iceberg.
You tow it down.
You fly it over to the warm weather from the cold weather. You drop it down. You got the Air Force.
This guy thinks that you could change the jet stream by flying the opposite direction.
Why don't we just call God and say, hey, we get it. You're upset. We're doing stuff down here you don't like.
Stop bowling up there, creating all the thunder.
You know, you're doing stuff up there. You're urinating hard. It creates rain. You're hydrated. Take some time off.
You're doing the fucking.
Who's interviewing? Is someone interviewing him?
Creating the tornadoes.
He looked at the camera when he said the ice. Like, yeah, it's that easy, you idiots. Like, come on. I got something,
dude.
Here.
This is. You've met these guys where it's like they have so much confidence but have zero knowledge of anything.
Oh, I've met millions of them at the comedy store over the years.
This guy's like, what do you mean? What are you? You're sitting around doing nothing.
You know, we got an Air Force. Hey, guys, get in your plane.
Guys, this guy found us out. He knows that we can stop hurricanes.
Shit.
We're letting them happen.
God, now we got to do that.
And what does he say about volcanoes? Why don't you get a big cork? And you just stick the cork at the top.
You take a big rock. You shove it down in there. It'll bottle it up. Don't put any Mentos in there, because I've seen what it does with Coca-Cola. I don't know what it would do with lava.
Well, what would he do with an earthquake?
He's probably like, you get like thousands of fat guys. You have them jump on the ground. It offsets the vibrations.
At the same time, always be at the ready.
Yeah, I know that guy. I told him some of these ideas.
He would have that.
Actually, I live in Florida now. This is Wheels, and I gave that guy all the physics information to give that interview.
That is a Wheels type.
That guy would be friends with Wheels, and he would take him for a ride, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
allegedly.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to invest in a giant ice machine?
I'm actually. I take money for the Air Force. Can I see your checkbook?
Wait, can I stay at your house for 2 days? Or
I love Labradoodles. It's like my favorite dog. I also, have you seen my dirt bike?
Speaking of geniuses, I'm going into the old, I'm going back. Sometimes just things get put in the archive, you know, things.
Time machine.
Things come up fast.
This segment's called Archive Time Machine.
Yeah, so this is something that's been sitting, but it deserves to see the light of day. This is from,
would you call it evergreen?
It is ever. It's evergreen. The
a term we now know because of the basement with Danish and O'Neill. Is it evergreen?
It's every Tuesday,
which means
every Tuesday it comes out at 8:48 Hawaiian time.
It actually comes out like 6 a.m.
So this is from Jeremy, aka Howie Moon.
What if Howard Moon's just doesn't even exist? Just a creation.
I've spoken with him via email.
Okay. Still, well, then that solves it. This is nobody could ever create a fake email account.
Nope. Like the person who goes with his name backwards, who I've also spoken with.
Okay.
This is the Pensacola News, sticking in Florida. This is the old panhandle.
For some reason, I've always had a problem with... If you've ever been there, whenever I hear Pensacola, I feel like it should be in Pennsylvania, and Hershey, Pennsylvania, for some reason, I always think it should be in Florida.
Hershey, Pennsylvania, Florida?
Yeah.
I've been to Hershey, Pennsylvania. I've been to Hershey Park.
I can't It's Hershey because of the factory, the chocolate.
Yeah,
there's nothing to do.
No, that's why it's called that.
It is.
Yeah.
Ever since I was a kid, all I think is Hershey squirts.
It Pensacola, always made me they call that because they produce pencils and cola.
Is that what it is?
No, Pensacola, I think, is basically Alabama because it's so north.
Okay.
It's kind of a different part.
Okay.
So Pensacola man, his name is Kawan McCants, 27, arrested. Allegedly showing his genitalia while on a scooter in a Walmart. He was riding on the scooter.
Oh, with his dingus out?
Riding towards a lady with a jousting pole out his dick.
What?
To show it to
what
her.
What is he practicing for fucking
medieval times
dinner and tournament?
He was charged with indecent exposure. He got booked $10,000 bond. This is the type of guy. Well, no, I was going to say.
So this guy just comes with pants around his ankle? Is it hanging out the zipper? I need more details.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They responded. It's 5 p.m. Walmart.
This is prime shopping time.
Yeah, it's light of day. After a man allegedly exposed his sex organs to at least one shopper and one female employee.
What if he says, I don't use these organs for sex?
These are just my urination organs.
Yeah. This is my piss pipe.
One store patron told police she'd been shopping in the apparels and accessories department. Just turned down the sunglasses aisle when she heard a man say, hey. She turned and saw McCann sitting on one of the store's motorized scooters with his genitals exposed.
Oh, this isn't like a... This isn't a bird scooter or those Lime scooters.
No, this is just, he gets the store.
A mobility.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so this man might be a little bit larger. And
no, he's small. Yeah.
Oh, he's just riding picture. Around.
He's just, yeah, he likes his hands, you know, one hand free. And
yeah.
She reportedly told him to leave, but he didn't. Instead, kept scooting towards her.
The reports, what's that combo like?
I think it's like, hey, you should get out of here. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to keep coming straight.
Yeah, look at it. Take a look at it.
You can't
hurry.
Look away.
Yeah.
I would ram him with my cart. I'd nail him in the leg.
Why does nobody punch it? I would take a hanger. You know, she's in the clothing aisle. I would take a shirt off a hanger, and I would just start whipping it.
I'd get one of the metal hangers and try to hook it in there.
Oh, like you're fishing? Oh.
I'd go to the sporting goods aisle, get a bat, and really just nail it.
Like a wiffle ball bat. Think a wiffle ball
battle.
Like,
I felt threatened. Yeah, you'd get away with that.
Oh, you could easily. I would beat the shit out of his wiener.
She reportedly told the report states the woman in quotes managed to get away. Like she had to probably walk. He's in a scooter.
Managed to get away.
And tell Walmart management what had happened. They're like, hey, we're busy.
This guy's got balls, and he didn't leave right away. He went
He's
to
got
another
balls.
Aisle.
He wants everyone to see him.
Yeah, he went down another aisle.
He may have got on a bike in sporting goods.
It's true. Well, here's the thing.
I saw a girl riding a bike today in Target. Like a 12-year-old girl almost hit me. I don't think she could ride a bike.
You're not allowed to ride in Target.
Her old man was holding. She was buying it. The old man was holding her. Like she couldn't
but you
ride
can't.
It.
It's not like when you. Can I wear this out of the store?
He kept saying.
You can't ride the bike out of the store.
Please don't hit anyone. Please don't hit. And she like almost nailed me. I was like, whoa, Jesus, come on, man. If you don't know how to ride a bike, Target's not the place to learn.
Ride it when you get outside.
Exactly. Police interviewed a store employee who had been stocking shelves in the home goods department when the man approached on the scooter. She said the man told her that she was pretty. And then he liked her hair.
Oh.
She acknowledged the compliments, but decided
real smooth talker.
To move one aisle over to stock shelves over there. She was creeped out. She said that's when he scooted after her, all while telling her how pretty she looked. When she turned around the second time, she said the man remained in the scooter with his genitals exposed. So it was a now you see it, now you don't.
See, so his deal's like, I'm probably going to get caught for this, so I'm just going to show it to everybody. So I got something
it sounds
put
like
into
he,
the spank
yeah,
bank.
Yeah, it sounded like he had his... He had a number in his head of like, I got to get in there. I got to show it to a certain amount of people.
Yeah. That's a tough thing to be on a sex offenders registry for.
Yeah, Walmart management informed officers they had last seen the man enter the men's restrooms. So they go beat it.
There's a
bit.
Manhunt going on within the store.
Yeah.
Like he could be on any aisle.
Yeah, why are they just watching? Wait, or tell him to leave.
They have cameras.
Can they tell him to leave or just detain him?
No, he's going... Some lady's like, get the fuck away
like,
from me.
He's in a scooter. What are we going to do? We don't have it. We can't get him.
Word is he's in the men's bathroom. I need all the exits sealed.
Officers waited for the guy to come out, detained him when he exited the bathroom. Both witnesses identify that was the man who showed him their dick.
Why didn't he just get up out of the scooter and be like, that wasn't me. The person they're describing was in a scooter.
He could have got a whole new wardrobe change in the store.
It's true.
And some food.
Yeah.
So
he could have probably... He could have bought the perfect push-up, too.
Not sure what happened to him, but
I'm going to say what happened to me at the time of his life that day.
Yeah. And now he's in prison showing his dick to whoever wants to see it and suck it in there.
No scooter, though.
This is from the Hiro, Hieronymus Lusher. This is from Daily Mail.
I saw him.
You met him.
I didn't meet him, but I saw him.
Okay.
I was on stage.
You loved him.
He was front row.
You blew it.
I didn't see him after the show, but I did see him while I was doing the show.
I've had that happen, so yeah. I know the feeling. That happened to me and Lee.
Oh, yeah. I met Lee.
Yeah.
Met him.
Yeah, you met him for real. Not just saw him.
Yeah.
So this is from Daily Mail.
Always a quality publication. Yeah.
So in these sites are. North Carolina woman, she got arrested. She was allegedly trespassing at the CIA headquarters and asking to speak with a certain Agent Penis. Is this from Fletch? Is this Dr. Rosen Penis, his brother? Agent Penis?
What? First of all, how'd they even let her in the lobby? I didn't know you could even walk into the CIA building.
Hey, look. I'm looking for Agent Penis. This is serious fucking business.
You know who he is. You know who I'm talking about.
There he is. That's Agent Penis.
Do you think that there's just some guy that
what if
is notorious?
She knows about Agent Penis. We better arrest her. Get her out of here.
And then also alert the media. Let her know that she's nuts.
This lady's crazy.
Throw her off the scent of
there's
Agent
no
Penis.
There's no Agent Penis. There really is an Agent Penis who does a lot of high up work.
What if it's Agent Penis?
Bob Penis.
Yeah, Bob Penis, undercover agent.
And he gave her a card. Yeah. He was drunk. It was a mistake.
Maybe that's why he went in the CIA, so he'd get his name changed.
Jennifer G. Hernandez. Not sure if she's related to Barbara Hernandez.
Could be a distant relative.
58. Accused of trying to sneak into CIA, which I'd say is a hefty fine.
What do you mean? How can you be accused of trying to sneak in?
I don't know.
Either you sneak in or you don't.
That's in Virginia, if you're scoring at home. That was on 4 separate occasions in 1 week.
She wants that penis that bad.
She needs to see Agent Penis.
I need to see. Maybe look. She's saying I need to see the agent's penis.
Like who?
The agent's penis.
The agent's penis.
The agent penis. I need to see the agent penis.
Hernandez was arrested following her final attempt. They're like, well, look, the first three we're going to let go. Fourth, you're going in.
I mean, it's the CIA building. I didn't think they had a lobby. I'm sure it's pretty tight security.
That's what I thought. An agent said he spoke to Hernandez at the CIA's visitor control center. So they sent down a real agent to go deal with this?
Visitor control center.
After she said she was there to pick up her North Carolina ID card. Why would you get it at the CIA building?
Well, look, she's looking for Agent Penis. You're asking real questions here.
Hernandez then requested to speak to Agent Penis, according to the documents. The agent said he reviewed the records and realized Hernandez had several other encounters with officials at CIA headquarters in the days prior. According to the court documents, CIA police, I didn't know they had their own police force, had unintentionally kept Hernandez's ID card from when she came to the facility a day earlier.
Oh, so she was partially right.
Kind of in the right, looking for Agent Penis.
Yeah.
She had her ID card.
Yeah. Maybe she said that guy's like a penis for taking her card.
Officers returned the ID card and then asked her how she was planning to leave the headquarters.
How was she planning? I was going to take a private helicopter.
She told them she was taking a bus, so multiple officers accompanied her to the nearby bus stop and waited.
Multiple?
Yeah.
Were they trying to fuck her?
When the bus arrived, Hernandez allegedly said to the officers, "Do you really think I'm going to leave?"
This lady could be an agent.
I like her style.
This lady could be a real agent.
She's like, I'm a double agent. Who am I working for?
Oh, you thought I was going to leave?
You really think that I'm just going to leave just because you're all here? I'm not leaving.
Maybe she has somebody else that snuck in while all the agents escorted her out.
My name's Dr. Vagina, and I need to talk to Dr. Penis. Like you said, it was Agent Penis. Did I? I don't know.
My name's Harry Pussy.
The officers warned her she was going to be arrested if she didn't leave, but she refused to get on the bus.
Wait, isn't a bus stop like public property? Does she have to leave a bus stop?
I don't know. She was subsequently arrested for remaining on an agency property after being ordered to leave. The day before arrest, she allegedly arrived at the headquarters in an Uber. I'd love to hear what that driver has to say about that ride. She told the officer she needed to speak to her recruiter and that she knew to come to the headquarters because, in quotes, the phone was off.
What if she's like a Jason Bourne?
And they're like, come
on
down.
Deep undercover.
Could be.
and they forgot about her. Like, you remember when you remember in The Departed when
they didn't know.
He was Martin Sheen got killed. He was the only guy who knew.
Well, him then, and DiCaprio, he was off the books. Like, no one knows anything.
Yeah. Could be a similar situation. He was looking for Agent Penis as well.
Yeah, that whole movie. Kept saying, you guys seen Agent Penis? No, but Officer Titties is at the front desk.
Yeah, big beef augers are around here.
She was cited for trespassing. Then that day she did leave on the public bus. Then she arrived at the facility in the backseat of a Lyft. She's using both platforms. I like it. Seeing what price points are better.
I tell you what happened. She got kicked off of Uber.
Yeah, probably.
After that ride was finally the last one star.
She told me to ram the doors.
Why don't they just shoot her and cover it up?
They could.
Yeah, CIA.
They told officers via the video phone at the entrance that she was meeting with a recruiter. Again, she didn't need to see the recruiter. She was issued a written warning for trespassing once authorities realized she
had no official business.
Was
she in a detention after that?
It's a CIA.
You have to stay after school.
It's a CIA demerit. Like, we're going to call you
a written warning.
Hernandez first came to CIA headquarters the month before on foot. She's doing all sorts of ways to get here.
So he's taking buses. She's taking Lyft, Uber, by foot.
She explained to an officer that she'd applied for a job, and a recruiter had told her to come to the facility directly.
Okay.
The officer told her she was trespassing and then left on foot. She was charged with criminal trespassing and, as of the time of the writing of this, remained in jail.
This is like a Dr. Seuss. I'll get to the CIA by bus. I'll get to the CIA.
I hope she figures it out and can get up with that recruiter.
Well, yeah. If somebody, Agent Penis, Jesus Christ, will you just come to the lobby and meet with her?
Paging Agent Penis. Paging.
You have a telephone call.
Agent Penis. Paging Agent Penis.
Something's going on there. I don't think she's crazy.
Something's happening.
It's
here.
The wife of that guy who wants the Navy to drop ice in the ocean.
Yeah, I think it might be.
That's a guy who blames everybody for everything. Can you believe this? They can't create this something that could fucking make me not so stupid.
Has anybody heard from Agent Penis over there at the CIA?
I sent my wife up there to talk to Agent Penis.
You know, get Agent Penis. What's he doing while the hurricanes are hitting? He's not doing hardly anything.
What was her name?
Hernandez.
She would meet somebody at Costco on a dirt bike.
I heard the 58-year-old CIA starting. It's off in a job.
It's a new recruitment.
He started 58.
It's a new recruitment demo.
Agent Penis likes, you know, he likes an older new recruit.
Oddly enough, Agent Penis is a woman who's also a lesbian.
Yeah, I agree with that. Did you hear? This is a while ago. Did you hear about these two fucking idiots? This is from Juan. I don't think Juan's ever submitted before.
Juan?
Yeah. The magic Juan.
Yeah. That's what the guy was showing everybody at Walmart.
Some dude named, what are these fucking idiots' names?
Some Duty?
Yeah. Howdy Doody and his friend.
That's not only Howdy Doody had a friend. Who was his friend?
Charles Ferris and Christopher Hicks. This is Arkansas. They got arrested after police said they shot each other while taking turns wearing a bulletproof vest.
What, he hit him in the shoulder? You got to have pretty good aim if you're going to be using a bulletproof vest.
I could see him going point blank to the vest.
Oh.
The Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. That's a great paper name.
Is that a real paper?
That's a long name. Reported that 50-year-old Chucky Ferris and 36-year-old Chris Hicks, the big age gap for a couple of friends,
yeah,
were hanging out. Police affidavit says the two men are neighbors and were drinking on the deck Sunday when Ferris told Hicks to shoot him with a .22 rifle.
Oh, he's doing a .22? Oh, Jesus
While
Christ.
Ferris wore the vest. The affidavit says the shot left a red mark on Ferris's chest and that he was angry because it hurt.
Oh.
He was under the impression that it was just going
to... Oh, yeah. I can see how that... You shoot him, and it doesn't do anything to you.
He just thought, like, it'd be fine.
God, people are stupid.
That's not like the movie. That hurts, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm going to do it to you now.
Then it says Hicks then put on the vest, and Ferris unloaded the clip into his back, causing bruises, but no serious injuries.
That's like when the same guy that you spoke of earlier at the Comedy Store... Somebody put a chopstick in a pistol grip crossbow.
Yeah.
And shot him in the back, and the chopstick broke the skin and stuck right in there.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, same guy when I was over there that did the shooting shot his handgun into somebody, into the street. Went into like somebody's house or something.
I don't know if the...
I don't know if I should say that, yeah, but I was over there and he shot the handgun.
You were vehemently trying to tell him to stop.
I would say, you fucking moron. And then I left because then I heard sirens. Yeah.
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 Speaking of Barb, she did not...
Barb Dassey?
Not Barb Dassey.
Yeah?
Yeah? What do you want?
Okay.
Lethal Weapons is on. You never call me during that time.
I don't like it now.
Yeah. That guy left. It has changed a bit.
Yeah, just doesn't have the tone anymore.
Okay.
This is USA Today. This is from Barb. You may want to strap in. This could upset you.
I got my rage buckle on.
Says, citing an unhealthy competitiveness among students, one Ohio high school will no longer recognize a valedictorian. Or you, the salutatorian.
Dude, what? Why work hard anymore?
Salutatorian.
Why work hard anymore for anything?
Beginning next year. It was too competitive. They had to stop it.
How is it
competitive? It's been going on among like
forever.
Three students. The rest are like, there's no way.
Who gives a fuck?
It's like a marathon. You're not catching the guys out front.
No.
So it's like, it's only competitive among them. Dude. Everyone else is way back.
Unless you're from Kenya, you got no shot at the marathon.
And as being a valedictorian, that's a new rule.
Yeah. Dude, people, it's too competitive. What do you mean?
By the way, what if you're somebody from this school? You're poor, but you're super smart. Being the valedictorian is going to get you to a great college, and now you're like, well, now I can't even say that.
What they'll say is, well, you still have the GPA, just not the acknowledgement. Dude, if I
have a big dick, I want the big dick award.
I want to show it on stage.
I want to make a speech about it.
I want my trophy to be put wrapped right around it.
Notice I said if I had. I want everyone out there to know.
I would have said when I have.
Oh.
Which means that it's still possible.
Good point. So it said the change is one of several improving students' mental health.
Dude, how many people were suffering from fucking mental health issues when you were in high school? I mean,
not a lot that I knew about.
I guess we all, I mean, high school is one
everyone has their issues.
Yeah, but I don't remember anybody being like, I gotta make valedictorian.
I remember hearing about
fucking mind.
People suffering with like depression, but it was pretty rare.
Yeah, it's the same number of people are killing themselves.
Not
that
over stuff like
then.
This.
No, I know.
I didn't hear anyone being like, God, if only I could be valedictorian, my life would be all fucking figured out.
I knew one guy who killed himself because he was trying to get valedictorian. No, fucking come on.
Jesus.
Nobody's ever fucking killed themselves because they didn't make valedictorian.
The high school will also transition to a GPA scale with a 5.0 maximum.
Why? What is that about?
So after a year-long study and focus groups with students, staff,
focus
and
groups?
Families.
Wait, you're doing focus groups?
Students, staff, and families.
What is this? A fucking new product? Is this a movie? What the fuck are you talking about, focus groups?
High school officials made the announcement as part of an effort to improve student mental health wellness. under the current system, high school students who earned a C grade or higher in advanced placement honors a college credit classes earn an extra 0.03 to their GPA. Who gives a fuck?
0.03? That's it? That's nothing.
Yeah.
You're getting into the fucking hundredths place?
Tracy Carson, district spokeswoman, said kids were using their summers, using time during the year to stack themselves up with even more classes.
So what? What are you talking about?
That's their choice. That's their choice.
They can spend their summer any way they fucking want.
Other kids were using their summer smoking grass and slapping ass.
Yeah.
That's their choice. Are you going to ban that?
Also, so, do you know there's schools that go year-round?
Yeah.
What the fuck's the problem
here? You know there are some countries where there's mandatory military standards and you're fighting in wars.
Yeah.
For years.
Yeah.
You're not worried about valedictorian. You're worried about living so you can go to college.
You remember the Korean zombie?
Mm-hmm.
The guy fought his way all the way to UFC. Then for 3 years, he had to join the Korean military.
They wouldn't let him out. Professional fighter, good fighter.
3 years.
Not just some guy on the roster. He was like a known guy. And they're like, no, sorry, you're not getting out.
He had to stop his career. Go to the fucking military. Get out of here. Oh, it's too much stress. God, dude, we are ripe for a takeover. We are really ripe for a fucking full-blown invasion.
Without valedictorians, these kids are going to try less. Another smarter country can come in here and start ruling.
Is valedictorian even something people strive for? I thought it was mocked. Like, oh, look at this fucking nerd.
No one I knew was going. I don't know if they were going for it or not, but they weren't close to it.
There was a couple of people I knew that were smart, but they weren't valedictorians.
No, I knew, you know, I knew some smart kids. I didn't know fucking valedictorian. I don't even know who. I couldn't even tell you who got it right now off the top of my head.
Dude, I would have loved going to school now. I'll be like, I got an F. Makes me feel bad. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we make that a C minus?
Thank you.
Thanks. Perfect.
Let's call it a solid C, huh? And they're like, oh, fine. You got me.
I feel real suicidal. Don't know if I want to go through the rest of chemistry.
Well, if I show this to my parents, they're going to be mean to me. And that may make me.
They're going
to
beat me with a coat hanger.
That may make me sad. Well, an A would make them a lot happier.
Look, as I know this is a D, but what do you say we make this a B and call it a day?
It says Mason High and middle school will also start school a half hour later beginning next year.
Well, that's one thing I agree with. I don't know why the fuck we're going to school at like 8 a.m.
And then
you're going to be up at 6:30.
So there's a national trend of high schools eliminating or changing the valedictorian tradition has been documented by the Washington Post and Wall Street Journal in recent years.
My God. So really, man, they're really setting us all up for this socialism where everybody's equal.
I'm going to say there's no valedictorians listening to this show, but if you
if you went into
school the right time.
Yeah, because your kids won't have that opportunity. Show that they're better than the rest of them. I don't have any problem. If somebody wants to work hard and do that, I applaud them. I say, that's great. You worked hard. You busted. I didn't do anything. I deserve the grades I get. Yeah, busted your ass. You did a great job. Here's your reward.
And you get valedictorian.
Give your speech.
Get up there.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to do it.
This is this one's from Maine. This is another state of America. In the politics. This is from Jeremy. Some know him as Howie Moon.
Now this guy's on top of his game.
This is from thecentralmaine.com. Never been on this site, despite living fairly close to Maine.
Does it have a
growing up?
Does it have a lion on it for the Maine?
No, it does not. It has a guy with a mean head of hair on a boat. A woman named Bray Kidman. She readily admits to being a weird candidate for the U.S. Senate. She's 31. It's from a place called Saco, which I once went on the Saco River on an ill-fated canoeing trip that almost ended in death by numerous people.
Wait, people almost died?
So we rented one canoe.
Saco, wait, how old are you?
High school.
Okay.
All dudes. We rent one canoe, and then my buddy's like, I got another canoe. We'll save money on the rental. And we're like, all right, fine.
How much canoe rentals?
But we were in high school. You're like, whatever you can save, you can save. So we get a ton of beer, like a ton of food, like a huge cooler, get all this shit. So then you park your car, I think at the bottom of the thing, then they drive you back to the front.
Yeah.
So the rental canoe, a bunch of dudes get in, they're fine.
This is like the beginning of Deliverance.
Stable. The canoe that was his tips immediately. All the food and stuff goes
in the water.
Goes right into that water.
What? What's wrong with his canoe?
It was just a very wobbly canoe.
What, did he buy it at Ross? was it irregular?
May have been warped. It was flipping a lot. And so then it became like a hazard, and then it started raining like thunder, like downpouring, like pretty quickly after we started. We were supposed to camp, and we're like, let's just go through the night to be done with this.
Wait, how far away were you? Like, how long was the drive to get back to the top?
It wasn't a crazy amount of, like, distance. But, you know, if you take your time, man, meander around a little bit. But we were like, fuck it, we're going in the middle. It's like pitch black.
Yeah.
I think we have one flashlight. I think we tied the boats together so, like, the other one wouldn't tip. But then there was a lot of debris in the water, so you're, like, ramming shit. And, like,
but was it Whitewater Rapids?
Wasn't rapids, but like somebody fell asleep and they almost, like, we nailed something, almost fell into the water, like, in the middle of the night. Like, no one's wearing life vests or anything. So anyway, that's some background on Saco, Maine, if you want.
Okay.
So this woman's a Saco lawyer, and she's posed
a sack attack.
She's posed scantily clad in a kiddie pool full of glitter.
Okay.
She wore a long necklace made of donuts while nearly nude and gladly embraced the stage identity as a queer feminist mermaid. And she's running for the Senate.
Who's voting for her?
Other queer feminist mermaids?
I support everything up until the mermaid.
She was born female, but she does not use feminine pronouns. She prefers they or their.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why do you have to make everything so fucking complicated? By the way, no one's going to know how to vote for you. It's like, get out of here.
Looking back on life, Kidman said they, because she doesn't say she.
She hot?
Kidman said they have been fat since no they were comment. Seven.
She said that she's been fat since she was seven?
Gay since 10 and okay. figuring out what it all means ever since. What is this, on her business card?
She said that sounds like a fucking dating profile.
Like all other politicians, whether or not they want to admit it, I'm a human being who's grown and changed over the years. She's Democrat.
Yeah, she changed into a fucking mermaid. An animal that doesn't exist.
I am funny. I'm weird. I'm serious. I'm happy. I'm sad. I'm a lot of different things.
What? So's everybody. So's everybody. Is that what she's trying to say?
She said, and I want to be in a culture where it's okay to be a lot of different things and also take part in building what we as a country
How
are.
Is it not okay now to be a lot of different things?
You would think of any time period now as...
People think this is like such a terrible time. I mean, it's a stupid time, but it's pretty good.
Kidman's the only Democrat who's actively running against this lady named Collins in Maine. Though higher profile politicians are eyeing the race, there's also...
What's Collins? Is she a unicorn?
I don't know what she is. Doesn't say. Well, what pronouns?
She's like, also, don't identify me as a candidate either.
Yeah. There's also an independent, Danielle Van Helsing. No word.
Whoa.
I don't know if she's...
She related to the vampire killer?
Not sure. She's a transgender activist from Sangerville.
So wait, this Old is like a, either... So you got trans...
Gender
oh, she's
activist.
Just an activist.
I don't know if she's transgender herself. Kidman, who uses the name BK Esquire when performing...
BK Esquire.
BK Broiler. She recognizes that many Mainers will not look upon the can... Well, will look upon the candidacy as a joke. She said it's not.
Hey, you're doing a great job making it a joke.
That's why she claims to be on the phone 3 hours a day raising money, determined to collect at least a third of the more than 500 Gs required to be competitive of the June 2020 primary.
She's a big old Mainer.
One thing she won't do... Scrub away a complicated social media history to try to hide the past.
Wait, whoa, whoa. Oh, so what's complicated about it? Is she dropping N-bombs? What's going
Let's
on
see.
Here?
Growing up in Rhode Island, Kidman said her family included all sorts of people, gay and straight, wealthy and poor, struggling with addictions and recovering from them. Taken together, it meant, in quotes, I got a lot of perspective on life. At age 7, she said an illness contributed to a serious weight gain. As a fat kid, she said I was not popular.
What illness is that? Cheeseburgeritis?
Does not say.
What are you talking about? What illness?
Maybe she had a thyroid condition.
I mean, there could be thyroid, yeah.
Not sure. By age 10, she added queer to the mix, learning how to exist in a world where people were unkind to me after word got around.
Here's the thing. You're also making it, you're putting up a lot of walls for people. Like, you throw a mermaid in there. There's a lot of hurdles people would have to jump through to order to become your friend. Like, they'd have to accept that you're a mermaid at some point.
Well, and we know from this narrative that she was fat, but, like, what was her personality? Like, was she abrasive? Was she quiet? Was she...
Yeah.
Was she farting in class? I need
if she
to know.
Farted, I'd be friends with her.
She said the worst moment came at 16 when during a study abroad as a high school junior, she... Well, this is... This gets dark. She was sexually assaulted in
okay.
Finland.
Well, in where? Finland?
Yeah.
Jesus. They always drop that bomb on us.
It took a turn. Man.
Okay.
She, sometimes she's a stage actor.
Sometimes
she's on a, oh, she says though, and always verbose Kidman and kept talking. Sometimes on stage as an actor, sometimes on the debate team where she went to the national 3 times.
Okay. She valedictorian?
She went to college in Chi-Town. She got in a spat over a newspaper issue focused on sex, convinced Kidman that the law was the way to go. During law school, she's focused on her time out of the office, creating musical theater and inviting all the weird kids who could never get a role to participate.
I hate when people say that. By the way, dude, all the weird kids, we're all fucking weird.
Once you're adults, no one cares about any sort of, like, you didn't play sports in high school? Fuck you.
It doesn't matter.
Everyone's, once you're out of college, even in college, everyone's pretty much on an even playing field.
Yeah.
Unless you're like an athlete in college, but other than
I love all the weird kids. Name me somebody who isn't fucking weird. I don't know one person that isn't weird.
Yeah.
Got some fucking weird shit that they do.
She has an album. It's called Lies I Tell About Myself. It offers an unexpected nimble mix of rock, industrial rhythms, warped disco, lo-fi bedroom pop, and 8-bit glitch
core. Wow, dude, that's a lot of genres to combine. I bet that's a real fucking barn burner.
She said it's an odd, dysphoric terrain for any singer to work with. The reviewer from the Portland Phoenix said the 10-song record takes darkness and throws it up into the air, laughing at it and splattering it with glitter.
So does that mean it's good? I don't understand what that review means.
I don't either. It said once Kidman said glitter is a part of her public art. She once sat in a kiddie pool on stage and urged those in attendance to throw their cares and worries into it. Another time, she adorned her body with a long string of donuts, part of a donut-themed evening that left the skin beneath the various glazes sticky and uncomfortable.
You know, this is honestly the kind of person I want representing me in the fucking... Was this Senate?
Senate, yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely the person I want in the Senate. Come on. What are you talking about here?
Her art has left a trail of photos, videos, and song that may shock or confuse some voters, but it's part of the story that she wants voters to weigh. She said she wants to be authentic. She wants to show her work.
When does the mermaid shit come into being? Look, I feel bad for her. She's obviously she's all over the map here.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of things going on. I don't know if Senate is one thing that she should be tackling right now.
She wants to be the first openly non-binary queer senator.
Oh, here we go. I love how there's so many things that have been taken.
Yeah.
You can't be the first woman. You can't be the first black guy or black lady. You can't be the first Mexican. You can't be the first Asian. You can't be the first Native American.
You got to mix it up.
Now you're like, I'm the first non-binary.
Yeah.
I want to be the first asexual
87-year-old
president. That's 6'2" and weighs 185 pounds.
I just want to be Agent Penis's first hire, the CIA.
I love how people want to be the first non-binary.
So if you live in Maine, that's you got that option.
Mermaid or the other lady's an idiot.
Collins.
What was the other lady's
Van
deal?
Helsing? There's a transgender advocate.
Oh, that's the
throw their name in.
Van Helsing. For somebody that
then
thought
you have the person who has the job now is Collins.
I thought she identified as a vampire hunter.
Yeah.
So you go mermaid or you go with somebody else who is more normal?
Yeah.
I don't know. Throw her in the mix.
You ever heard the term nullo? N-U-L-L-O?
Nullo?
Nullo? Nullo?
What is it? N what?
N-U-L-L-O.
No, what is it?
This is from Hyro. This is Daily Mail again. I think he did two Daily Mails. Daily Mail is really his beat. So there's some guy, Trent Gates, 23, from D.C. He sliced off his own dick and balls. He used an ultra-sharp ceramic knife so he could become a nullo. That's what you're genital free.
What?
And he kept the severed organ in the freezer until his mother threw it out.
Okay, take a pause for a second here. First of all.
So he cut his own dick and balls off by himself.
How did he do it?
It said he...
Why did his mom throw it out?
He did it...
Mom, did you throw my dick out?
Jesus, I was saving that.
What if I wanted to have it reattached?
He did the surgery in his apartment. And then he chopped off his dick in a North Carolina motel room 8 months later.
What's a nullo stand for?
I think it just means you have no genitalia.
No.
he says that he sanitized the blade for safety and only took painkillers in preparation.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And was inspired to perform the radical procedure after seeing another famous nullo called Gelding at the age of 15.
Wait, where did he see him? At the mall? him dead on the street?
Local Verizon.
Homeless?
Verizon store.
Oh, Mom. I can't believe, thanks for so much for taking me to see Gelding.
A nullo, also known as a smoothie, is someone who has undergone extreme body modification by having their genitals and sometimes nipples surgically removed.
So he takes the balls off, too?
Yeah.
Balls and dick.
Subculture does not necessarily relate to the person's sexuality, though many consider themselves eunuchs.
You are a eunuch.
Gates identifies as a non-binary person who's sexually attracted to men, but he's no dick, so. He said, I use a ceramic knife because it's sharper than steel, less ripping and tearing. Ugh.
Oh.
He's an IT worker. This guy has a job.
How does he fuck now? I mean, I guess you don't have any...
Catcher.
Do you have any urges whatsoever? I mean, your balls are gone. I don't know how that works.
Probably not. How do you piss? Colostomy? A bag?
Dude, just keep the dick for pissing.
He added that he took every precaution before surgery and went to the hospitals immediately afterwards. They're like, wait, what? You chopped your dick and balls off?
Hi, I'm here because...
Imagine these pants are just covered in blood. He's in the ER. They're like, we're going to take him right away.
No, I think they make him wait.
This guy, he said, I honestly didn't have a problem with the pain. I used a little bit of numbing agent, a little bit of lidocaine on it. I took up to 5 milligrams of oxycodone that they prescribed me when I did my balls to take the edge off.
When I did my balls.
Said the same surgeon stitched him up on both occasions. Like, well, you're back. He said they made sure I got psychiatric treatment just to make sure I was sane and that it was a good decision.
Well, it's too late.
Therapist and the psychiatric staff said, yeah, he's good. He's sane, miraculously. Something tells me there may be more to it than that.
Yeah.
To help him recover from the procedure, Gates inserted a catheter for several weeks to ensure there was a hole through which he could urinate. So he says a piss hole.
Dude, this guy loves him some pain.
When he removed his balls, it took around a month for the wound to heal, while the area where his penis once was took 3 weeks. Explaining why he felt compelled to do this, he said he always felt somewhere between man and woman, an androgynous in between. He's not man, he's not woman.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's a strong feeling, but no matter how much I'd be feeling like that, I'd still keep the hardware just to use for daily, you know, pissing.
He said, I have no desire to be a woman. It's kind of a middle ground in between the two.
No, there is no middle ground.
Yeah,
you're either a man or you're a woman.
He's creating a whole new box.
You either have a vagina or you have a penis.
He followed in the footsteps of the man Gelding, considered the godfather of the community. He removed his balls in 2000, his dick in 2011.
Dude, can you believe that there's like a community of this fucking people?
Dick choppers.
We have too much goddamn time. You think there's anybody in the slums of India that's like, oh, man, you know what I've been thinking about? It's cutting my dick and balls off. That sounds
like a good
idea.
They're just trying to fend off tigers from biting them off.
Jesus.
He said he's kind of like the grandfather of the community. Gates described the surgery as not being that painful and boasted of his improved sexual performance afterwards, admitting the first time he had sex following the surgery, he almost passed out from the intensity. And he was shaking for hours later.
Is he a phantom dick syndrome?
I don't know.
What do you mean? So he was just getting piped in the butt? And
he
that
said
was
it was
what
that
it was?
Intense of an orgasm. It's kind of weird. Does it just shoot out of that hole he made?
No, there's no balls. It's not, nothing's being produced.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about here. Maybe his prostate? I don't know.
Is this real? Where is this from? Daily Mail?
Daily Mail. It's pictures of the guy. He also explained that
It's not spelled Daily Mail as an M-A-L-E?
No.
Okay.
Said he can still ejaculate. That his bodily fluid produced from his prostate minus the semen once produced from his testes.
I thought you can still have an orgasm without balls?
That's what this guy says.
Jesus.
He said his boyfriend accepts his modified genitalia, although he admits he did not tell his parents about his plans until after the surgeries were complete.
But Mom, Dad, are you sitting down? I got something to tell you.
He added that both his parents and grandparents were immediately accepting of the life choice. Some progressive grandparents there.
Dude, just like the people said that he was of sound mind, I think he's telling the narrative, or are they interviewing these people?
No, he said that.
Yeah, and, exactly. I think there's definitely way more to this story.
Said although his mother drew the line at storing the penis in the family freezer, that's why she threw it out. She's like, store it in your own fucking freezer. I'm like keeping your dick in here. This is the legend Gelding right here. It's a hairy fella.
That guy does not look like a guy who's missing his dick and balls. Dude, that guy looks like a fucking... He looks like some guy you'd see out on the golf course with his buddies at like 55 years old.
Out on his boat on the weekend.
You see him out at the bar on like a Sunday watching the game.
It's Gelding.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's Miss Principal Gelding.
Hey, what's going on?
Let's do a Save by the Bell where it's Principal Gelding. He has no balls.
So what happens? I would follow this guy to the urinal. You think this guy uses urinal?
He goes to the in-between room.
Yeah, what in-between room is
The comedy store has, don't they have an all gender
bathroom? Yeah. That red door.
I use that one.
Do you? Is it you lock it? One man?
Be any gender. Go in there.
It's but one man or is it like...
It's one person.
One person.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Despite the radical procedure, this fella said he does not regret becoming a nullo and added that it helped him to overcome the crippling depression that saw him attempt suicide several times.
Nullo? He's a lucky fellow.
He said, I feel happier. I feel more me. I feel, I guess, freer in a sense. It's kind of hard to describe.
Hey, man, it's his dick and balls. I guess he wants to chop them off. Go for it.
He said, more how I'm meant to be at heart. I feel more like me I've always felt I was.
Well, there you go.
So he just identifies as a man with no dick. So what did he do? He cut it off himself.
Man, well, if we...
Why'd he do it himself? What do you watch, like a YouTube video? How the fuck do you do that?
Dude,
yourself?
I have no idea. I'll tell you what, though. If we didn't have supermarkets, you had to hunt for your own food. Probably wouldn't be thinking about that at all. If you had to build your own dwelling, if you had to worry about fucking stubbing your toe and getting infected, you'd dying at 30.
Do you have someone with you, or do you just call 911 yourself? Like, what do you do?
I think he probably drove himself.
What if you pass out from the pain?
Dude, I can't even think about it anymore. It's driving me insane.
We're the number one Nullo podcast.
Yeah.
Gelding loves us.
Dude, were people thinking about this?
Isn't a Gelding, I think, is why the name is a horse that dick's been cut off, right? Or balls?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's why he got. No, you mean they named the horse after this guy.
You know what a Hassa is, Frank? It's a horse that don't fly straight.
What?
Robert Loggia.
Were people thinking about this like 500 years ago? Guys like sitting in a hut being like, oh, God, you know what I should do today? Cut my dick and balls off.
Let me borrow that club. Let me borrow that arrowhead. I'm going to chop my sack off.
Basically, you still got that machete? I got to do some chopping.
What have you been up to over the summer? Well, I finally chopped my dick and sack off.
Hey, you've been talking about that for years.
Yeah, I noticed you got bloody wounds all over your pants here at work.
You know you're going to die from those probably.
What if he finds, like, he's in IT and he finds porno on your work computer and he really reads you the riot act? And you're like, you're going to say I'm weird?
Oh, yeah.
You cut your dick and balls off with a ceramic knife.
Dude, how would the boyfriend? He's like, oh, no, that's cool. Yeah, I love it.
His grandparents.
Because it's not smooth, by the way. It's going to be very jagged.
Especially if he did it himself.
Yeah, there's still like remnants.
It's going to be some dick meat scars.
A part of me wants to Google image it and see what it looks like. The other part of me knows that I'll never be able to get that image out of my head.
I want
to
see Gelding, the legend.
Here, Google.
The legend of Gelda.
Dude, Google Nella. I'm too. I'm terrified.
Oh, shit.
You look first.
This is like going off a roller coaster hill.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We're almost at the top.
Boy. Here we go.
Maybe I'm sure...
John Little came up.
Cut him off a couple years ago.
All right. So far, I'm just seeing pictures of Gelding and this fella.
Dude, Gelding had to have shown. Like, oh, there has to be a picture on.
Oh,
okay.
What is this?
Okay.
Oh,
what do we got here?
My God.
Let me see this.
What am I looking at?
Let me see this.
It's going to take you a second to...
Okay, I'm taking a deep breath.
To figure out what you're looking at.
What the fuck? That's the... I don't even know what I'm looking at.
It's like the base of a dinky tube that's been...
Oh! Get away from me! Get that away from me! Oh!
That's crazy.
It's like a butthole.
But they...
Where your penis used to be.
They kept the urethras like just hanging out loose.
I must... Oh! Dude, it looks like a butthole with a tube hanging out of it.
Jesus.
On the front of your body. Why would you want that? Oh, I guess, hey, man.
But it's not only just some of these people on here are putting spikes through their heads.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
And,
wait, spikes through your head? What do you mean? Through the dickhead?
Like no, their head.
You say this is a devil?
Is this Gelding right here? This guy goes by Gay Nullo online. It says, Gay Nullo, no junk, South Florida, big tattoos, back and front. This guy hates Donald Trump.
I'm sure Trump isn't a big fan of his
either. Here he is talking about the stocks.
Oh, my God. That's disturbing, man. God damn.
Yeah.
Body modifications.
Dickless in Seattle.
I don't mind, like... The piercings and the stuff like that. But when you go, I mean, there's no going back.
Look like one guy in these pictures chopped his fucking arm off. At the shoulder, like almost at the shoulder.
Oh, well, you remember...
as a modification.
Do you remember that lady who wanted to be paralyzed?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something wrong.
It's an interesting time to be alive.
There's nothing that I've ever wanted permanently. Yeah, like, that I would want to do to myself.
Even a tattoo, the idea of it scares me. I know for a lot of people it's commonplace. For me, it's...
It's not every day would I want a tattoo.
I mean, I have clothing. That I walk around. Where you're like, what was I thinking when I love that?
Yeah.
And you're just like, I've changed.
Or just like anything. Like some days you're like, I don't want to fucking... I don't want to have my hair styled like this.
But I wonder, without balls, like what your productivity as a man would go up to.
But this guy's still horny, evidently.
That's what it said.
He's fucking harder than ever.
Said he's shaking. Shaking to the core.
Yeah, he's shaking because he's like, oh, I used to have a dick there that I could look at when I was getting railed on. Got
so
nothing.
What's he do to, like, does he finger his own asshole?
Oh, I think you stick a finger up that urethra pipe.
Oh, whew. Man, it's got to be a pretty small fraternity. I'll give him that.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, I don't think it's a huge, I don't think people are lining up.
I didn't think I'd have to... I might know someone like that. You don't even know it. Something tells me they're a vocal crew.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to think of somebody we know who's
we
done
do
that.
Know somebody.
I think Dean Gelber did that operation.
We know somebody.
Really?
Don't say his full name, but I'll just say he was a rabbi.
Oh, but I don't think he did it himself.
I don't know. It kind of looked like this.
You're saying that guy was a nullo? Could be, I guess.
Where was his penis?
He said, it's huge. You see it.
It's a guy we know. We're not going to call him out, but we saw his penis. It was just a hole. It was just a tunnel.
And when confronted about it.
And it leaked a lot.
They're like, well, there's a picture where you can see there's just a hole there. That's my dick. It's huge.
Yeah. He would say it's a huge dick. We're like, yeah, we're looking at it.
I can see
it. I don't know what your definition of huge
is. I see into your body cavity. There's nothing there.
I guess huge is up to interpretation.
Yeah, I suppose.
All right.
Will. Well, I don't know if you remember Will from the Boner City days. I believe he was in the service.
I do.
I think his brother Christian was too, or is now.
I remember both.
Will emailed me at danishthemayor@gmail.com. He said he showed a picture of this guy who was intentionally dyed his hair, dyed his goatee to look like Fieri.
Oh, boy.
And wearing the gear. He said, look at this fucking idiot.
It's called, when you wear the gear, it's called a Fieri gi.
Yes.
It's called a Guy Fieri.
He also said his little brother Christian's now 19. I believe he was like 11 when he got into Boner City. How long ago was Boner City? He was young.
7 years.
He was,
yeah.
I think, our youngest.
I thought he was like 14, 15.
Okay. He was like our youngest listener.
Yeah. That we know of.
So he said, Will said he's like a litmus test to see how he's also listening to Beach Cops.
So he sends the brother in first?
I think his brain needs to be studied. To see what's going on.
To have this kind of tomfoolery in your brain at a young age?
Yeah.
When it's still developing?
Yeah, developing mind.
That's true.
Boner City. I mean, Beach Cops alone is...
Should
come with a parental warning.
You know, Bing Bong is he's a child psychologist.
Somebody told me someone named Bing Bong hosted the Comedy Store open mic. What's that about?
Bing Bong? Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Who was it?
The Bing Bong Brothers.
Who's that?
Bing Bong Boys or something.
Oh.
I think it might be Burner and Lockwood.
Have you taken a lawsuit out on them?
Yeah, well, it's already copyrighted.
Yeah.
Bing Bong Boys.
They better watch out for
Zerk. I don't
know.
Bing Bong Brothers? We had it first.
Yeah, that's true. That's Beach Cops, if you're scoring at home.
With a capital B.
Oh, one more. This will take a minute, but last night at the Y, this is a follow-up to my last Y report, last episode.
Yeah.
I was in the... shower. I'd gotten out of the sauna. I do a rinse off before I leave.
Yeah.
And then I shower for real at home.
Yeah, I would never shower.
No, I'd go in, shower, sandals. I do a quick rinse off,
you
soap
leave
my hands.
Underwear on?
No, but they like they have a curtain.
Oh, I would leave the curtain open.
And I do because I'm in and out. But so I look over. I'm tall enough so I can see over the stall.
So you can look at other guys' wieners.
No, you just see like a guy. I saw this guy's head. Then all of a sudden, I see a pair of tighty whities go up to the spout.
John Little?
Shit stain, no. Shit streak.
No.
But onto his own person.
Oh, boy. This is why you don't go to the Y.
I almost canceled my membership when I walked out.
This is what you're walking through shit water. You're walking through sewage.
I couldn't believe it.
You're literally walking
swimming in raw sewage. And I love
it's like, this is like Hurricane Katrina level of sewage.
They
got
to send in the ice in the Navy to deal with. And this guy was washing shit streaked undies above his head.
It's going in his eyes.
I've never seen anything like it. I was like, in my head, I was like, do I wait around to see what this guy's like?
Do you wait around to see if he gets all the shit streaks out?
Is he going to bring out dishes? Where does it stop?
What if he had five pairs of shit streaked underwear? By the way, if you're shitting your underwear, stop wearing tighty whiteies.
Couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. Could be a career low at the establishment. I've seen a lot.
Low? I consider that a career high. You get to see something not many people get to see.
But I mean, I have that shower marked, but who knows what other showers he's used, what other people are doing in these showers.
You think he's the only guy? I thought you said that some guy took a dump and there's a turd in there once.
That was at the other
place. Yeah, there's a turd.
Oh, man.
People are taking turds in there.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Young Men's Christian Association. Dude, not what it used to be.
It's a homeless shelter. This new one that you go to.
Man, can be tough.
No. Here's the problem. It's a public organization. What you need is a private organization that has rules and regulations that can be enforced.
Any gym,
be thrown out.
You're getting a lot of riffraff at any gym.
You're not getting guys washing their tiny whities shit out of
them. That's a whole new level, but yeah.
People aren't taking dumps in the shower. There'll be a guy in there who's like, you're out of here. Fuck. The Y is a little more lenient because it's publicly funded.
Courtney,
I think, right?
She started there a little bit, and she was I think it was her first time seeing stuff like this. She was just shocked at the female nudity in the locker room. Seeing said big old bushes. And it's like, yeah, it's what you expect.
Oh, she hasn't been. Yeah, if you haven't been in a nude situation in a while.
Yeah, she was shocked.
Things are really takes you back. I don't like it. It takes me back to middle school and high school.
Said at first she was shocked.
It's weird.
Then when she heard what Britney Spears really said.
I wish that Scottie Barron would fuck me up the ass.
Scotty Barron, rest in peace. Classic open micer bit. I heard Britney Spears said the F word on stage the other day. When I first heard that, I was shocked and appalled. But then when I heard what she really said, I wish Scotty Barron would fuck me up the ass.
But then he didn't finish it. He didn't say he didn't say, I was happy. I was glad.
No, that was it.
It should have been more to it. I just realized that now after hearing those bits.
Yeah, I mean,
years.
He could have tagged it.
He should have tagged it with something.
Yeah. But he's dead now.
Yeah.
He once told us he wanted to get his face changed to look more like Brad Pitt. So maybe he was a body modifier.
He once kicked the door open when I was taking a piss. Even though it was locked. He said, I have a really bad headache.
He freaked out.
Said, Scotty, bathroom's all yours, my friend.
One time he was dying for a caniche from, Greenblatt's down by the Laugh Factory. And he wouldn't stop talking about it.
I want to go on a limb and say he had a severe mental problem.
Scotty, no.
Not the Scotty I know.
No, you played one of the best off-tune guitars on stage I've seen in years.
Yeah.
Put me on stage, you fucking piece of shit.
Tommy Morris used to love it. You're great, Scotty.
I don't know. Did you see the clip I emailed?
Did see the clip. I didn't even know what to say. It was I was so appalled by it.
Tom Morris, 2019, I believe, Tom Morris, playing guitar. Yeah. With some woman who she could sing. She was outshining Tom Morris.
What? They all suck.
He was just giving these looks to this woman.
Was he? Cantina in Ecuador?
I looked like it. I think it was in Ecuador somewhere.
He's in Nicaragua.
Somewhere. Yeah, and he was like just doing that shitty grin he does.
Oh, God. When I saw it, it just made me so angry. Because he still had that very, I'm taking everything so serious.
I'm still a musician, okay?
Mitzi came to me in my dream.
Mitzi's now in South America. Wait,
hold on. Mitzi's here. Her ghost is here. She wants me to tell you something.
Well, this is a seance, okay? I play with American tourists.
God, he's a fucking
The son. Natives don't get it.
I wish somebody would just chop his hand off for stealing.
The one his guitar hand.
Yeah.
What hand do you play with?
Yeah.
Put it on the table.
Chop it off. That's what they should have.
I'd chop it off and slap him in the face with it.
This is a hypothetical story, but if he did steal from a place that we used to perform at, I wish somebody would chop his hand off for it. Yeah. That should have been the, hey, tell you what, all's forgiven if we just get to cut your
arm
off.
Maybe they should send people, you know, like someone to right the wrong. Like you want to be a paid regular?
I wish I would run into him again.
Where? In Nicaragua?
No, he's back. He comes back. He leaves again. I don't know what he's doing, but I wish I could run into him again and just be like, I would just tell him one, like, of everything that I would have told him then, but just didn't give a shit enough about.
I wish I could put him on a no-fly list.
He probably is, dude.
Wow.
I got my horse. This is my mini horse.
All right, everybody. Check out Beach Cops. Check out The Basement.
Yeah.
That's an important one.
Wait. What's the, in Nicaragua, what is the penalty for marijuana?
I don't know. You're saying we should alert the authorities?
I would love to find out where he's staying because he loved to smoke pot.
Yeah, I'd say it's illegal.
I would love to get him like a life sentence in prison while I'm healing the prison, okay?
I'm playing music with
Pedro,
some of the inmates.
Why did you stab me?
Some of these MS-13 guys aren't so bad, okay? They're good. They're talented.
Okay, well, let me tell you. Dude, he might be able to control. They'd be like, this guy, he knows a lot of what he's talking about.
Have you seen Tommy Morris, man?
He's a cool guy. He plays the guitar.
Blanco Guitarra.
He heals the building.
He runs the fucking block, man.
Dude, we should. This is something I might seriously consider. Find out where he's staying. I don't know who you call down there. But he's probably got weed. It's probably highly illegal. Death sentence.
What if he's growing it? And like a local cartel finds out.
Even better. Maybe that's the better way to go. Say he's selling weed.
He didn't ask you guys. Yeah. Just, you know, I'm not trying to start anything here.
Do they have a hotline? So, guys, just want to throw this out there.
Anonymous tip.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, I'm torn. He's my favorite singer. What if he's a huge pop star?
He hosts the open mic I go to.
We'll look into this. We'll see.
Yeah.
Never say never.
We may have something to report back. Hey, tell me more. It's a life sentence for marijuana.
All right, guys. If you're considering chopping your dick off, you may want to, you know, talk to professionals beforehand.
And before you chop your dick off, make sure you gamble on a few things, like a man, real man or real woman does.
Before you take the ultimate gamble, make some smaller gambles to get used to it.
And also pay for whatever medical complication that may arise. So go to BetDSI.
Yeah.
Get the app. Do it on your computer. Do whatever you want. But just go on BetDSI and use that promo code DO101.
You can place a bet. Will that lady be the first non-binary mermaid model into the Senate?
Is that true?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think that lady's going to get a lot of votes.
Yeah.
There's maniacs in Maine, but they're not.
Tim Sylvia, former UFC champion, lives in Maine.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Take care.
Danish O'Neill. Danish and O'Neill. If you've been to the Minute Clinic, but you still ain't healed, Danish and O'Neill's a beast.
But you're a horser. Tell me about riding those horses.